Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
On Monday, we talked about comparison and why it starts to creep in. Why does comparison happen in our lives and our business? Today, I want to talk about what the real danger is of having comparison creep in. Okay, so what is the real problem with comparison? And I said this at a green carpet one time, and it resonated with a lot of people, so I wanted to spend some time on it today. For anybody who hasn't heard this, the real problem with comparison is that it breeds fear and doubt. Okay, so comparison itself is not the problem. I would say it's the root problem, but the problem is that it creates fear and doubt in your mind. And, you know, we learned from Denise Walsh at conference that emotions and thoughts in your mind, they create physical reactions in your body. So when you are comparing yourself to other people and you start to question, is this where I should be? Should I have more success than I do right now? You know, when you start to compare ways of doing business, you know, oh, she's doing more parties. Oh, she's trying this new online blog on Facebook. She's trying, you know, these different ideas. Should I be doing that? And it starts creating this fear and doubt. You know, you start doubting what you've been doing all along. You start having fear creep in, thinking, you know, maybe I'm not where I should be. Maybe I'm actually failing when I thought I was having success, right? All of this. That's the real problem with comparison, is that it breeds fear and doubt. And when you have that fear and doubt, it affects your body. Your actions will follow that fear and doubt. You will have a physical reaction to those feelings, which again, Denise Walsh taught us at conference. We did our little... she gave us a great example of that when we were in our mind standing on the building. And remember that your mind cannot differentiate the difference between reality and a thought. So if these are the thoughts that are consuming your mind, fear and doubt and comparison, then you can see why it is so dangerous to your business and to you in general, to your well-being. So it breeds fear and doubt. That is the overall encompassing problem with comparison. Here are some other practical things that comparison brings on, okay? So we start to compare ourselves to other people. We are watching other people work. And sometimes we are watching God work in other people, and we are not focused on what God wants to do in us. Okay, so there's a couple of things here. So if we take our eyes off of what we're doing and we're watching other people work and what they're doing, that means we're not working to our best potential. That means that we're not 100% focused on our business and our life, and we're not doing what we need to be doing if we're watching everybody else comparing ourselves. And the thing we need to remember here is that what you might see in somebody else is what God is doing in their life. He may be stretching them. He may be taking them to new levels. He may be doing something in them, or something may be coming to life in them that He's been working on for a very long time in them. But the reality is that He's trying to do that in you. He's trying to do that same thing for you. But if you are too busy watching other people and watching what God's doing in other people, He can't do His work in you and take you to where He wants to take you in your life and your business. So again, we've got to stay focused on ourselves and not have our eyes looking at everybody else. When we're looking at everybody else, when this happens, we can also question God's plan. You know, this is a hard one because, you know, we came through third and fourth quarter. Things are good now. We're super excited. We're starting to dream again and get our vision. But we can be in danger of the same thing happening that happened in third and fourth, the same thing happening in first quarter if we start to compare ourselves. When we take our eyes off of God's plan and the vision that He's given for us, that can happen when we compare ourselves to other people. So if you take your eyes off of your own business and if you start to question God's plan that He has given you, He has shown you where He wants to take you with this business. He has shown you what He wants to do with the income. He has given you the dream of being debt-free. But if you take your eyes off of that and you start to look at everybody else and what they're doing, that can get hazy. And if and you know, that all boils down to your why. You know, if you lose sight of your why, or if you start questioning, is this really what God has for me? And is this really, you know, did God bring me this far just to bring me this far? Maybe that vision was all me. You know, again, fear and doubt, that's what this breeds. And you start to question God's plan for your life and for your business. And the last thing I want to cover today with comparison is that it can cause you to change course completely and step off of the path that God had for you. So in the business, you know, if you're looking to see what other leaders are doing and compare, it can cause you to change course from what you've always done in this business and what brings you joy and try what you see other leaders doing. It can take you and distract you and get you away from your strengths. But because other leaders are doing it and trying all these things, you want to try it too. You know, maybe you'll have more success like them if you try it. Maybe I'll be more prominent in the company. Maybe, you know, it would ring all, you know, maybe all of this doubt and fear if you try other things that you see leaders doing. But the thing is, that's not, you know, we're all different. All leaders are different. We have different strengths. And we need to be functioning in the gifts that God gave us, right? But to do that, we can't compare ourselves to other people who have different gifts. So we need to be walking in our path. We need to stay in our own lane, as Pam always says. And we need to stay on the path that God has laid out for us specifically, because He has already built all of this for us. He has gone before us and laid the path, and all we have to do is follow along and put the work in. But we can't do that if we're looking at all the other leaders and starting to question our own path that He's laid out for us. So that's the real problem with comparison. Those are a lot of the issues that can come up if we let this take over our life. So I'm going to wrap this up on Friday, and we're going to talk about how we can combat this and what we can do to make sure that comparison does not affect us, and if it already has, how to fix that.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.